and welcome to episode 134, kind of Movies and Us Other. Or Movies and Us, no, Anime and Us Other. What am I talking about? I'm TJ.
I'm Sean.
And this is the review show that reviews anime movies. That's where I got the movies from. Sort of. Yeah, there you go. Go.
Now we're to the movie. Legend of the Stone of Gelel.
Movie 2, by the way.
Movie 2. Release date, August 6, 2005. 1.18 billion yen, which is not that much. $10 million U.S.
Yeah, it's
but for an anime movie in 2005, that's pretty good.
Yeah, all I was going to say is, being from America, the currency exchange in other countries is a little confusing, considering a billion's a lot of money here.
Yeah, I mean, 10 million's a lot of money, but yeah, a billion's a whole lot more.
Like,
a staggering amount
more. So, anyway, enough of our cultural differences. Naruto movie 2, premise.
It's another Naruto movie.
It sure is.
This is post Sasuke leaving because he's not in the squad anymore.
Yes.
It is Shikamaru, Naruto, and Sakura are really the only main characters we have. And Gaara's in it later on, but...
Well, Gaara's in the beginning and in the
middle. Yeah, and later on.
But I just found it weird that they use Shikamaru here.
They use him, you know, in the show.
Right, I mean, it's just, why him?
He's a Jonin. He's the only one that passed to Jonin level.
Right,
like the head of the squad.
Right, that's right. Okay.
It's one of those things that's kind of, you like have to watch the show to know that, you know what
right,
I mean?
Right, yeah, yeah. Now you're right, he's a bit more advanced than the rest of them. Okay.
Not necessarily in combat.
No, he's...
But in tactics and being a leader.
Yeah, he's just the smart guy to figure things out. Mm-hmm. And he's got that shadow move that really people over.
Yeah, it's great. In a team setting, it's fantastic.
Yeah. Anyway, go ahead.
So they're doing something. I don't know what the f*** they're doing, but they're out in the forest.
Oh, them? But, yeah, they're chasing a freaking ferret.
For some reason.
Because they were hired to capture the ferret by the traveling...
Oh, by the troop?
By the traveling troop.
Oh, okay. Well, the ferret apparently was chasing down this blonde-haired guy.
No. And
what is he doing then?
The ferret was just... I lost.
Nah, I'm pretty sure he was chasing him.
No, he was not, because he didn't.
You don't know that.
Yes, I do. Yeah, because the Sabanhai doesn't show up until a little bit later.
Yeah, he couldn't find him.
He wasn't looking for him. You don't know that.
Can you speak ferret?
Yes.
I didn't think so.
I can.
Anyway, they're looking for the ferret.
I can speak bad writing, okay?
They're looking for the ferret, and then they come across these guys in armor, which we saw earlier in the movie, fighting Gaara at the Sand Nation on the beach.
Yeah, that was a mistake, attacking Gaara at this point in his career. That was smart.
Yeah, this is post the Chunin exams, the high school exams. Sorry for misspeaking. So he has a much better control over his sand and
but
everything.
Not only is it post that, but it's before he loses his demon thing, too.
Yeah, so like it's peak Gaara. Yeah, he's pretty strong.
Good luck trying to beat him.
So they come across those armored guys. They're fighting them. They end up taking them both out, and then this blonde-haired guy shows up and goes, whoosh.
We're back to Naruto and Shikamaru and stuff. Yeah. Right. We're not back on Gaara beating up the other guys.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I remember.
Sorry. They go to fight. Naruto gets upset.
The guy that shows up and goes, whoosh, as you say, looks like he's out of...
a different anime.
Not That's not where I was going. A Dragon Quest game.
Yeah.
That's
fair.
That's
I can see it.
That's where I got...
Like his armor and even the art style of his whoosh.
Yeah. We want to explain what whoosh is.
It's a green shit that comes out of his sword.
Yeah, he's got like a what's Inuyasha's wind scar kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
There you go.
Or
related to anime.
Ichigo's, what's it called? Tenshu... something. I can't remember the name of it.
I can't
when
remember.
When he does his
yeah, I know what you're talking about, but I can't remember.
God damn it. Oh, that's gonna kill me. Anyway, Naruto's pissed off at him for some reason or another. And he...
Because he just attacked him out of nowhere.
No, but he was extra pissed off for a reason.
Because he attacked him out of nowhere.
No, I think it was because he was attacking his own friend.
He didn't get that part yet.
Anyway, he goes his whoosh, Naruto does Rasengan, and then they're on the cliff, and then they fall into the river.
Literally, they know nothing about each other at this point.
Yeah, they're just fighting.
Because they get find later together, because the traveling troop conveniently finds them both.
And the ferret.
And the ferret, yeah. Just conveniently, you know. Movie telling.
We found you just in time. If we didn't find you at this very specific moment, you would have died.
Exactly.
Naruto heals within a day or so. The other kid heals almost as fast, apparently.
Yeah, because he's got a MacGuffin in his chest.
Yeah. He doesn't understand chakra at all.
None of them do. And these people are
Did they explain where they're from?
They're from, I'm assuming, across the ocean is what they said.
Because they've got, like, machines.
Yeah, they don't have, no.
Like, giant steampunk-type machines.
Yeah, but I think they're ships, because they go over water.
Yeah, they look more like ships.
But they can go over land, too. But I think they're from across the ocean, because they know nothing about the ninjas or the chopper or
anything. Interdimensional would have worked better. But, like, one country over... Oh, I guess, like, this kind of fit. Because, like, one continent over, we've got ships and cannons and guns.
Uh-huh.
And then that country over, we settle and... Oh, you're on horses and you haven't invented a f***ing wheel yet.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. We just talked about that last episode.
Yeah, yeah. Circle.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's just different progress at different rates.
If you're cut off, yeah.
Yeah. They have machines and magic, essentially.
Yeah. What were their version?
It's more like you said, they're steampunky. They use the machines and magic together to create stuff. So, you know, they have, like, golems made out of mind energy, I want to say?
Whatever that Gell energy is.
Yeah, I don't know, but those soldiers are made from those kids in the bubbles in the water.
Oh, yeah, maybe life energy. Maybe mind. Could be computing power of the brain, yeah, but maybe it's just life energy.
I think it's they use the Gell Stone to do the process, so I think it's a mixture of magic and something.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway, the Gala Stones are what these guys are after, and they're the MacGuffin.
Hmm. There's a few things here and there, like Naruto, the whoosh guy, saving a kid falling out of a tree. Yeah, like, there's a couple little things here and there, but the main plot point is they want to get the stone and unlock a limited Galel power or whatever the fuck it is. And Naruto realizes that these people are bad. Even if they want to do something good, because, like, they want to fix the world or whatever.
Uh-huh.
Even if that the means to the end doesn't work for Naruto, because they're, like, killing their friends and everything in the bubbles, sucking their life out of them, essentially. So Naruto's like, what are you doing? They're your friends. He's like, I know they're my friends. This is what they wanted. Yeah. But then he sort of awakens and realizes that's not what you're supposed to do.
Right, and I hated that.
Yeah, that was so dumb. You're killing your friends, and some fucking kid in orange screaming and punching you is going to change your mind about killing your friends.
And then there's the whole fact that, why are we mad that this is happening? Why is this the message about friendship here?
Oh, well, I mean, Shonen.
Yeah, but,
Naruto.
But, Shonen. Like, these are atrocities that are happening. You can stop it for any number of reasons. You don't need the whole friendship angle just to make Naruto right.
Yeah, I mean, people are dying.
It's like,
that's enough.
Just go stop the monsters that are invading your country.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're literally monsters. The three girl lieutenants turn into, like, animals and stuff.
They change their bodies to increase their power, but I don't know if that's their original form.
I don't know if it is or not.
All we know is that Gower commented, you can change your physical form to increase your power.
One of them turns into, like, a bat, and the other one turns into a wolf.
Mm.
The other one turns into, like, a reptile kind of thing, so...
The plasma girl with the electricity was fun to watch because Gaara just f***ing shut that shit down.
Oh, yeah.
She's like, your Santa can't do anything against my plasma ball. And he's like, oh yeah? Lightning rod, bitch.
Yeah, that's what I mean. They put Gaara in here. He should have taken them all down.
Yeah.
And it's just like, where did he disappear to after?
After that? I don't know. He's just not there anymore. And neither is the puppet guy.
Yeah, well, he shows up a little later to help Shikamaru take out the Batgirl, but...
Yeah, he should have continued fighting.
Yeah, Gaara just vanished from the movie after that, after he takes down. It's like, and as soon as she started fighting Gaara, I was like, this is over. I don't even know why we're bothering with this. This whole movie was kind of predictable, too.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's a very substandard
plot. The one thing I'm surprised about is the main guy didn't die. The whoosh guy.
Oh, yeah, I was expecting him to find...
Yeah, I was a little surprised
because
about
they
that.
Created
or sacrifice himself or whatever.
Yeah, because it's a movie, you're not supposed to come back when you're a character added for the movie. But they destroy the mines, they open a time portal. That's what they said.
Okay.
Yeah, it was like a
time... I don't remember that.
Yeah, it was called...
I just remember the fight at the end.
It was a time-space portal, they said. So, and everything... And so the thing it collapses into a black hole. But if it's a time-space portal, like they say it is, where did it end up?
Well, who knows, but that's their reason. It could be something else. That's what they thought it was.
So,
you know what I mean?
You know what I think? There's a legend of the traveling group about how their country got destroyed.
Uh-huh.
I think they sent the mines back in time and destroyed their country.
Oh, there you go. That's pretty funny.
That's what that I could think. Work. That's what I. That's what I picked up on.
Oh, by the way, the traveling troop and gypsies, but like hippie,
yeah,
loving earth gypsies.
Stereotypes. That's all it is. It's just they needed some. They needed characters to add, and they. I don't know. You add more lore to the Naruto world that never is going to come back. So what's the point?
Yeah, it's unfortunate, but that's the movie.
Like, but you know, the point of a movie is to get back, especially a non-canon movie, is to get back to the status quo. This left characters alive.
Well, he's doing his own thing somewhere else.
Yeah, but like, does that country, that continent that even exists?
He probably just went back to it.
So that continent just exists in this world now.
I guess.
You know what I mean?
If it's canon, which it isn't, so no.
But like, that's what I mean. You need to get back to status quo. He should have been
dead.
Well,
you don't need, because it's not canon, you don't need to. It just didn't happen.
But at that point, it feels like loose ends.
No, because it didn't happen. Yeah, it's only a loose end if it happened.
But it's a loose end in the movie as far as, you know, then what happens to that character.
Who cares? It's the end of the movie.
I care because it's a loose
like
end.
It's not a loose end. He's alive, doing his own thing. That's not a loose end.
Okay. Not arguing with you over this again.
Anyway. A loose end is like an unexplained thing. And then the story ends. This isn't unexplained. He lives.
A loose end is a story thread not completed.
He completed. He essentially redeemed himself. And he's going to go do something. We don't know what he's going to do, but he's going to go do something.
Whatever. Okay.
Anyway, this was better than the first one. It kept my interest. The fight scenes were way better.
I was actually more bored by this one.
Were you?
Yeah.
The
other one was infuriating, though, so...
Yeah, the other one bored the shit out of me. One thing I wanted to ask, in the last fight scene in the first movie, I can't remember, did Naruto do any fox powers? Because he did in this one, but just barely. He had a Rasengan that was orange.
Yeah, at the end of the last of the first movie, he used the Rasengan because they melted all the snow in the land of snow to turn it into the land of spring or some shit like that because of a
global warming.
Because of a heat generator that they created or some garbage, and he uses the Rasengan to hit the bad guy, but he might have glowed like the fox. Like,
there you go.
I think he might have glowed like the fox.
That's fair.
But I don't remember 100%.
No worries.
We didn't really talk about that movie too much. We argued most of that episode. So
I think this one's better than that one. I give that one a 6. I'll give this one a 7.
I'm neutral on the movie, so I think I'm going to give it the same score and give it a 5.
That's fine.
Yeah, they're not bad movies. They're Naruto movies. Like, it's almost like watching a Dragon Ball Z movie. It's like, they're good because they are what they are. I almost said Lupin, but Lupin movies actually tend to be a little better. But
yeah, I mean, we know the characters and everything. So, like, when you watch a movie that isn't connected to anything, that's its own thing,
mm-hmm.
You have to learn everything about everybody.
Yes.
Here, you don't. You just watch it.
Yeah, no, it's you know the characters, and it's just what crap are they going to add to it that mm-hmm. you have to deal with, essentially. But it's, yeah, they're fine. If you like Naruto, I wouldn't say not watch them, but they're not mandatory watches, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. All right, guys, next episode.
All right, Sean's done talking to everybody, so we got to move on here.
Outlaw Star
for O. We're on O, and it's kind of Sean's turn.
Yeah, but... I don't think there's been a couple of them where it's like, it doesn't matter which one of us has it.
Yeah, no.
There's nothing in it. So it's like, you have to get the one thing that's there.
You know what's funny about O? There was stuff in O, but we got all the good stuff.
Yeah, and we could have done One Piece, but we just did Naruto.
Yeah.
And it's like, we don't need another 100 episodes.
Right. So, but...
It sucks, because if we didn't have Naruto, it definitely would have been One Piece or Outlaw Star.
Right. And because Outlaw Star is nostalgic to both of us, I think.
Yeah, oh yeah. I've got an Outlaw Star t-shirt. And I had the discs. I don't think I have them anymore, but I had them.
I think I do own the DVD somewhere at home. So, yeah.
So, Outlaw Star, 26 episodes. Adventure, comedy.
That's...
Drama, science fiction. No, the comedy's going to suck. It's just not going to be as blatant and as bad as all the others.
I was about to say, I was about to say, I don't remember, but then I do remember there's that cat girl.
Mm-hmm.
And she's pretty stupid. The comedy is bad.
Gene Starwin and his partner Jim Hawking.
Okay.
Run a small business on the backwater planet of Sentinel 3. That's a terrible name for a planet. But all that changes.
What happened to Sentinel 1 and 2?
I don't know. Maybe they had babies. But all that changes up. The day that Hilda hires them for a bodyguard job. Now thrust into a mystery I can read. They don't fully understand. They're on the run. Let me finish. They're on the run from the cops, the pirates, an angry alien, and a mysterious assassin. But they've got one thing going on in their favor. They have the galaxy's most advanced starship. Or ship, sorry. The Outlaw Star.
I was going to ask if Hilda was the ninja girl, but the ninja girl's the assassin.
I'm assuming it's whoever gives out bounties or whatever. Jobs.
Yeah. I haven't seen this anime in a long time.
Neither have I.
So,
but you know what's funny? I guarantee you, we both know all of it. Like,
As soon as we watch the episodes, bro. No, I've seen this. I might have seen this one more than most of the other animes we've actually watched. Because not only was this one like on Toonami, but it was on like Adult Swim, and it was on consistently.
Yeah, for a couple years.
Yeah. So, yeah, I watched this a lot.
It was good. I like the revolver. I think it might be what started my love for the revolver.
Oh, yeah, the magic bullets.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I think he always had a revolver, but then he got the magic bullets later on.
Well, I think the gun's specially made for the...
But I think he always had a revolver. I think he always had a revolver.
I'm actually curious to see how it holds up because of how long it's been since we've seen it, and after 167 anime.
We'll see, yeah.
This might just be nostalgia talking.
Yeah. All I'm sure it'll have cool moments at the very least.
Yeah, well, I do remember... I still remember a lot of it, so hopefully it's not bad.
Yeah, we'll see. Next episode.
Outlaw Star.
Outlaw Star. See you guys.
Bye.